Yeah.
Okay, welcome to Masech Sota. Today is Daf Bees. I said Masech Sota. You should just know that one of the Achronim says that the reason why it's called Masech Sota and not Masech this is a bigger topic. Why some Masechtas are in plural and some are in singular? Like Shabbos is in singular and Psachim is in plural. Nedarim is in plural and Sota is in singular and so is Nazir in singular. So because we don't want to say that there's like a lot of sotas in the Jewish people. Right. It is sota. Once in a blue moon it happens such a thing. Right. Okay. So a sota is a woman whose the husband suspects or not even suspects. He's jealous. So he accuses he warns her not to hang out with a certain man. He warns her. Then three things have to happen. Number one, he warns her. Number two, she has to be alone. That's it. He warns her, then she has to be alone with that man. And we'll get to the Edom in a minute. That's the Mishnah. Is that how many Edom for everything? And then number three is if it's true that he warned her and she didn't listen to the warning and she spent time alone with a man, we don't know what happened when she was with the man. If we know what happened, there is no Sota. Because we know what happened. Then the third thing is she goes to the Beis HaMikdash and she drinks the Sota drink.
She has to be alone for a requisite time.
Correct. What that time is, we'll see. That's later in the week. Okay? Hamakana le'ishto. So if somebody warns his wife, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mekana la al pi shnayim, two Edim have to watch that, Umashke al pi eid echad. But only one Eid is necessary for what's called, what? To make her drink. What does that mean? For the stira. They went alone together. Only one Eid has to see that. Oh, al pi atmo. Or she can even admit it. Or she admits it, or him, or the husband. Look at Rashi. The Rashi is in the third or fourth skinny line. Umashke al pi eid echad o al pi atzmo. Afilu ein eidim shenistera. Even if there are no eidim that they were alone. Ella eid echad, only one eid. Ohu atzmo, Omer. Or the husband himself says. Re'isiha, I saw shenistera achar shekinasila. That she was alone with him, secluded, after I warned her. Ne'esereth bestira. So she's ushered to be alone with her husband until she drinks the sota water. Well, the kamei alfina mikroi shestira osarta olav misafek. Fine, very good. By the way, we want to welcome back Rashi, who was not really there in the Dharma and Nazir. Now he's back. Wasn't on hiatus. Just wasn't here. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Mekanal al pishnayim. That the warning has to be in front of two Edim, Umashke al pishnayim, and the Mashke also has to be with two Edim. Asks the Tosfos Harash, why does Rabbi Yeshua have to say that Mekanal al pishnayim? They don't argue on that. They're not arguing about that issue. So he it's a good question. He really suggests, you hear the question? He suggests because we're going to have in a minute, what's going to be about the Tumah. What if not only does a man, one aid says, not only were they alone together, I saw what went on in there, and they weren't just sitting around drinking tea. I saw an act of tumah. I saw an act of adultery. One aid says that. And normally, if one aid walks into Bezdin and says, I saw so-and-so do an Aveira, that's called Lashon Hara. Right? And forget it, Onshin. It's Lashon Hara.
I'll be Shnai
Medim Yakum Dover. But not here. Not here. It's an exception, which we'll get to in the Gemara. So the Tosfos HaRosh says maybe that's why he highlights. I agree about the key warning, and I hold even the stira has to be with two eidim. What about the actual tumah? That's an exception that we'll get to. So it's that actually quite difficult Gemara. We're going to get to it soon. Ketzad mekanala. What does a warning mean? What is that? What's an example of a warning? Amarla b'fnei shnayim. He tells her in front of two. Everyone holds has to be in front of two. Al tadabri ish ploni. I don't want to talk to that man. Right? And I believe she has to specify who the man is. She can't just say, I don't want you talking to any neighbors. I don't want you talking to what's his name. Him I don't want you to talk to. Vidibra imo, and she talks to him. Adayin himu tyres labesa. She still mutted at her husband. Okay, she might not, she violated her husband's command. Lamaisa, that's not sota. Just talking to some neighbor, just talking. Umuteres lechel b'truma. And she can even eat truma if she's married to a kohen. Right? In other words, the marriage is not even on hold. Nichnasa imo lebeis Hester. Right? She goes privately to him somewhere. Vishasa imo kidei tuma. And they spend time together. The amount of time that some tuma could occur. Asura lebeisa. And she can no longer go back to her husband. Vasura lechel b'truma. And she can no longer eat truma. Imis. If the husband dies before they have a chance to go to the Beis HaMikdash and take care of the whole sota procedure, choletzes v'lo mesia bemes, then she cannot get yibum. Let's say the husband died, he died, and happens to be they had no children, and she has there's no yibum, only chalitza. Why is that? The Gemara will take about it later in the week. Okay, first question the Gemara asks is, what's sota doing here in this? Why is sota placed here in Seder Nashim? Michti, Tana mi Nazir, Salik. We just finished with Tekla's Nazir, right? My Tana de ka Tana Sota. What's Sota doing here? Why is Sota after Nazir? What's the rationale for that order? Says Rashi, my Tana de Tana Sota. My Tana de Naziris, the Dami Lasota, the Tana Sota Basra. What does Sota have to do with Naziris that it's placed afterwards in the order of the Masechtas? Why is that? So the Gemara answers, "Kid the Rebbe, it's like Rebbe's vart." The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Lama nichnismecha Parshas Nazir, La Parshas Sota. Why is Nazir next to Sota in the Torah? Lama lecha to tell you, right? They're both in Parshas Nasa. The Gemara's gonna ask that question. 1 second. Shekala rovos hod bichel kula. Anybody that sees a Sota, bichel kula. What's bichel kula mean? In her degradation, right? Yazir atzma min hayayin. He should refrain from wine. Says Rashi, Bikulkula, Binivula. When she's, Nivul means when she's, what? A manuvel. She looked improper. Ubibashasa. And in her shame. Right? She's shamed. Shemanavlanosa. Because we embarrass her. We make her look bad. Kidiktani Masnison. Kosher Chevel Lamaila Midadeha. They tie a rope around her. So they rip her clothing by her breast area. Right? Right, so the sefer called Lishmo Alimudim, he says, kilkel means whenever something is fit, is whole, and it got broken. That's called a kilkel, right? The computer works, it got broken. So she works, in other words, she's supposed to be a wife, but she got broken. She didn't behave, even though she's supposed to behave. So it's called a lashon of, kilkel. Okay, so what happened? He said, by the way, it's an unbelievable musar. Think about what the Gemara just said. Anytime you see what, only a sota you have to do that? Only a sota, when you see a sota, you should take upon yourself some kind of... No, anytime you see something wrong happen, right? Anytime you see something wrong happen, you should do something for yourself. You don't have to become a nazir, maybe, necessarily. What? It's an unbelievable musar.
I don't think it's nazir.
What? Fine, but you can take upon yourself one item. You know, I'm gonna bring myself closer to Hashem because I just saw some terrible tragedy. I saw a woman like this, the guy becomes a nazir, so you don't have to have a nazir, and you don't see things like that happen anyway. You see things less bad, right? Less off the mark. Think about yourself something. Farish and Gemara. Anyway, so the listi sota v'hadat listni nazir, so sota should be first. Sota should be first.
Yeah.
Right? Why is sota second? Right? So the Gemara answer, I'll tell you why. There's it's not clear if this is another reason, or is it hard to build this into the first reason. Now we're going to give another reason. The reason why Sota is here is not because whenever you see a Sota Bikulkula, you should become a Nazir. Because if that was the case, Sota should be first. But it's not first. So now we're going to say, tell me if you think this is another reason. I did the Katana Ksuvis, because first we mentioned Ksuvis. Why do we mention Ksuvis first? First is Yevamos. So why is Yevamos first? That's a very good question. Right? It's a very good question. Ksuvus, I know why Ksuvus is first. Why? Because Ksuvus is the ABCs of a marriage.
Right?
Right? Not how you get married, that's Kedushin.
Right.
The ABCs of the duties of marriage. That's what Ksuvus is all about, the duties of marriage. So I have no problem that's first. That doesn't bother me why it's first. Why is Yevamos first? That's a very good question, because Yevamos is an exception to a marriage. Why is it first? Right? That's a good question. But I understand why Ksuvus is first. Then.
Before the
that's Gittin. That's not a refuah. It's not a refuah yivamas. It's a right. Then v'tana hamadir. One of the parakim in ksuvah, not the last one. One of them is hamadir, which is the rules when a wife makes a neder and the husband's obligations and duties and the wife's duties also when they make a neder. So therefore, tana nedarim. Therefore, nedarim was put next because nedarim is about nedarim, and in ksuvah is also about nedarim. So there's a little bit of a connection.
Why? It's accepted to the rule. If you're going to start in ksuvas, it's not going to flow in the order.
I hear, okay.
So you have to go pull that.
So that's why the Yivamas is first. Yivamas is first. I hear, okay. That's why Nadarim is second. The idea, the Nadarim, Tana, the Nazir. Then it makes sense to have Nazir after that, because Nazir is a type of Neder, right? The Dharmi Lenadarim. Then Vikatani Sota, Kid the Rebbe. Then Sota's here, because the Rebbe's Vort. That what? And if you see a sota bikkul kula, you should become a nazir. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, because you have no choice.
You have no choice, exactly. You have no choice.
You want a connection, but it just doesn't fit beforehand.
Right. Okay. Now, the next point here is, it said in the Mishnah, hamakana. Hamakana means if you warn her. If you warn her, says the Gemara, that's mashma b'di'eved in, yes. But lichatchila, lo. Lichatchila, you should never get yourself into a sota situation. Don't ever warn her. If you learn daf yomi and you know the halacha, you'd never do this. If you did it, if you warned her and she ignored you and the whole story, there will be a sota. But never do the lichatchila. How do you know that? Because it says hamikaneh, which is like a b'di'evid lashon. Says the Gemara, kasav artana didon, asa lakanos. You're right. Artana holds. You're not allowed to do this. If you did it, maybe asa means you shouldn't. Maybe it's an isser. I don't know.
It's preferred.
It's preferred not to. You shouldn't do it. Don't go down this road. Go to a marriage counselor. Go to some rav. Don't right away jump to warn her. If you did it, it will work. Right? There is such a thing called a sota in the Torah. If you did it, it will work, but you shouldn't really do it. Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Kavi Pasach. Listen to this, Gemara. Kavi Pasach Rish Lakish Besota. When Rish Lakish would start teaching Masech to Sota, Amar Hachi, he would say the following: Ein Mizavgin Lola Adam Isha Ela Lafi Maisav. A person gets the woman that he deserves. You get what you deserve. Shenemar, like it says, Ki Lo Yenuach Shevet Harasha Al Tzad Al Goral Tzadikim. Because the Rasha doesn't fall to the Tzadik. That doesn't happen. You get what you deserve. So therefore, if your wife is a sota, then you're also no good.
Look at yourself.
Right? Exactly. You're also no good. Right?
Look at yourself.
Later
on we'll learn that the water doesn't help her. It won't even help if he's...
Correct. The Ein Yaakov says an unbelievable part. You know what Rish Lakish was bothered with? What's Rish Lakish doing? What Rish Lakish is bothered with, the parsha of sota starts off, what word is the first word of the Parsha of Sota? Ish. A man. Ish. Is any man? And his wife is a Sota. That's a backwards way to say it. It says it's Lakish because you get what you deserve. That's why it says Ish. Right? You get what you deserve. So Omar, right? So that's why, what do you want from her? You want, she's a Sota, look at you. Right? Because if the wife is not a sota, not even in the parasha, the husband's also a good guy, right? So, yeah, very good. Now a similar vart, which is a world famous vart. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar of Yochanan, Kashin Lizavgin Kikrias Yamsuf. Shaduchim is just as hard as Kriyas Yamsuf. That assumes Kriyas Yamsuf is hard. That assumes that, right? Shenemar, like it says, Elokim Moshev Yechidim Besa. Hashem lives alone. Hashem has his own private house, right? Motzi Asirim Bekoshros. He took out the bound up in Kashrus. What does that mean? He took out the bound up in Kashrus. Says Rashi on the first wide line, Moshev Yechidim Besa. Adam Yachid Veisha Yechida. Right? A man and a woman. What I said, Hashem. Yeah, a man and a woman are alone. And he brings them together. Umosh umiyashiv behem mehem bayis, and they live in a house together. Right? That's what happens. A man and a woman, they're alone, they get married, they go together. Next Rashi says, motzi asirim bekoshros, he took them out in kashrus. What does that mean? That means, hotzi es Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, the Bnei Yisrael were taken out of Mitzrayim, bechodesh kosher, that's what kashrus means, in a kosher month. What does it mean, a kosher month? It means lochama, lotzina, not too hot, not too cold, right in the springtime, perfect season, Hashem did that. Makish zivug yichidim liyitzias Mitzrayim. So there's a connection between zivug and yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because they're both mentioned in the same pasuk over there in Tehillim. Okay. So 1 second. But the Gemara said that it's that shiduchim is as difficult as kriyas yamsaf. And now we say it's really yitzias Mitzrayim. So which one is it? So not sure. Not sure which one it is. Right. The Gemara said kriyas yamsaf. Rashi says it really means yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Tosafot Shan says that Bekashrus is also a play on the words Bechi Vishiros. Bekashrus is Bechi Vishiros. Bechi means crying, and Mitzvim were crying, they all died. And Kash and Shiros is we were singing Shiro, we sang Azusher. So really it's you could say that Kriyas Yamsaf Hemshech, it's a continuation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's really all one thing. It's not Bedafka Kriyas Yamsaf.
Who was it difficult for?
What? It's a good question. Right. So it's the way we view it. It's not hard. The sun rising in the morning and Kriyas Yamsaf Tashem is the same thing.
Exactly.
And Shidduch is the same thing.
Exactly.
We view it as, wow, that's so difficult. Why?
Because
it's an Eitz Nigla. It goes outside the routine. Anytime something goes outside the routine, we view it as a miracle. Sun rising in the morning is just as big a miracle as the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? It's not Lamalim Teva. It's different. It breaks Teva.
Right.
So there's everything that happens, even in Teva, is also nice. But we're so used to it, we don't look at it like that. In a Chinami, it's not hard for Hashem to do anything. But it's the way we view it. We view it as it's difficult. Right? So, says the Gemara, Eini, is that true? Is that true that it's so hard? Right? Look at the next Rashi. This is also a famous Rashi. Tell me what Rashi is saying here. Eini, is that true? With what true? Is it true that it's so hard to make Shidduchim? After all, the Gemara is going to say, Hashem announces it 40 days before you're born. So what do you mean it's so hard? It's announced already. So, Eini, is that true? Mi have zivug lefi rasha v'zichus? Are you really set up? Do you really get what you deserve? Whether you're a Russia or is that really true? After all, v'ha mikodim yitzirasam, before you're even born, before you're even created, she'ein nodea risho v'zachuso, we don't even know if you're going to be a good or bad person. We don't even know. You're so not even born yet. You're not even. You're just machrizen azugo. We already announce who you're marrying. That's what the Gemara's question is going to be. Is it such a difficult thing, or you really get what you deserve? So I'm announced already. V'im Tomar asks Rashi, but 1 second, Hakol Goylu Lefanov. Hashem knows everything. What's the question? Hashem knows everything. Im Tomar, you're going to tell me, well, Hashem knows everything. What's the question? What? Hashem knows everything. Yeah, but Hashem, Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Miyera Shemayim. Hashem knows everything, but he doesn't know if he's going to be good or bad, or he doesn't tumble. So you tell me now that Hashem. What?
It's up to you.
Right. So this Rashi is part of that we said this Rashi on Shavuos night when we spoke about does Hashem know what you're going to do before you do it, right? Do you have bechira or not on things?
You do.
What?
That's what it's hard on it.
So one second, it's a very big topic. It's a very big topic. Saying that means that Hashem doesn't know the future.
He doesn't.
It's a controversial thing to say. We want to believe that because we want to believe we have free will.
We answered that question.
We answered it. But you see what Rashi said? See what Rashi just said? He said, does Hashem know? Hashem doesn't know.
Hashem knows your options.
Kid the Omar.
He doesn't know which one to do.
So then he doesn't know the future.
He does.
So he doesn't know the future.
Now you're assuming that it's done in
God is Nida, like we say in Mesechtas Nida, Malach Hamamuna Al HaHarayon, there's a Malach in charge of pregnancy. Notel, tipa, he takes the tipa, right, when before you even board. And he says, Brigas Hashem, Varman, he says, Lefanov, tipa zu, this tipa, Matiel, what's going to be with this person? Gibor or Chalash, strong or weak, Chacham or Ashir or Tipesh, Asher or Ani, Avotarik for Asher, Loka Amar. Doesn't ask if you're going to be a Tarik or not, that's up to you. Why? The Ein Zeh Bidei Shemayim. It's not Bidei Shemayim. Just fascinating Rashi. Anyway, that was the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question, is that really true? Vamar Vyuda Marav, back to the Gemara. Arbarim Yom, Kodi Yitziris HaVlad, 40 days before the Vlad is even formed, Bas Kol Yotze V'Omeres, the Bas Kol comes out and says, Bas Ploni L'Ploni. By his Ploni L'Ploni. He's going to live in that house. And Sada Ploni L'Ploni. And such a Parnassa is going to go to Ploni. So it's already decided. What do you mean it's difficult? What do you mean? It's already decided. Look at the Tosfos of Kodem Yitziris HaVlad. You see that Tosfos, second to last one?
Yes.
Tosfos says something fascinating. Nira Lerebi, it seems to Rebbe, Kodem Yitziris HaZachar. This announcement is only made by males. Right? Bein Im Lo Nolda Hanakeva Adayin, Bein Im Nolda. Even if she's not born yet. It's only made by males. It only says by Ploni. Doesn't it Plonis? 40 days before Plonis, it doesn't say that. Only by 40 days before male is born, it will announce who you're going to marry, even if she's not born yet. I just heard you tell us.
She's not born yet either.
Fascinating. What?
She's not born yet either.
He's about to be born.
And she's about to be born.
Maybe she'll be born in 5 years from now.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Okay, so. But she's still not.
The point, do you know what Tosfos just said? Do you see what Tosfos just said?
Oh, I heard it.
You heard that? It's only by males. It's fascinating. Okay? That's a kasha. What? The answer is very difficult. The answer is a very difficult answer. Lo kasha, says the Gemara. It's not a kasha. Ha, that which we said, that is before Yitziris HaVlad, that's Zivug Rishon. Zivug Rishon, whatever that means.
Your first night, your first mate.
Rashi says, Zivug Rishon is Lefi HaMazel. Lefi HaMazel, Rashi says. Whatever that means.
What's second one?
Ha! That's difficult. Kriyas Yamsav, Dad Zivug Sheni. Dad Zivug Sheni. What's Zivug Sheni? That's Lefi Maisav. Dad, you get what you deserve. Lefi Maisav. Right? Fekasha Luzivugin, Lefi She'ena Bazugo. That's not really your Bazug. That's what Rashi says. Right?
Yeah, we don't know that.
Though. Right? Okay. Now, Tosfos asks Akasha. Tosfos, what did he say? By the way, it's quite a difficult answer. It's quite a difficult answer. You have most of the time a Zivug Sheni. Most of the time a Zivug Sheni is a person gets married, and either the spouse passes away or they get divorced and they get remarried. That's most of the time. Is that what that means? And sometimes you have a situation where a person gets married and they're married for a very short time. Very short time. Either it's a tragedy or it didn't work out after a few months. So that's a Zivug Rishon. Now the Zivug Sheni is this. It's a very difficult answer. The Ksav, let's look at Tosfos. Oh man. Look at Tosfos' question.
You don't have cases both ways.
Correct. So look at Tosfos' question. Look at the Tosfos, the third to last Tosfos. Ha Bezug Rishon, Ha Bezug Sheni. What?
The guy took two wives at the same time.
So, there are answers. There are answers that give a similar answer. Well, but listen, look at Tosfos' question. Tosfos asks a question. He says, Tosfos asks a question which he doesn't answer. He says, Beperek Elu Magalchin, in Perek Elu Magalchin, in Moed Kod, the Gemara says like this, you're not allowed to get married on Yantif. Right? You're not allowed to get married on Yantif. It says, De Omar Shmuel, Mutu La'aris B'cholosh Amod. But on Chol HaMoed you can. Why? Shema Yikadmenu Acher. Maybe someone else will chaper. Right? So you're allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed.
It's also during 9 days.
You could prevent someone else from chaping her. The kaparech le mehacha, but the Gemara asks over there in Moed Katan. What do you have to go chaper for? It's decided 40 days before already, right? Abaram yom kol him tzeiros haflad. Already decided. What do you have to go chaper? What are you worried about? So the Gemara there answers. No, because maybe with rachamim, somebody will chaper. Hashem might change his mind. That's a difficult Gemara there in Moed Katan. That's what the Gemara says. With Racham and with Tefillah, you could still lose your so to speak, Zug. Lefi, which Rashi says, Lefi Mazel, whatever that means, because there is no Mazel by Jews, right? Lefi, with Davening, you're going to, someone else could chaper. So Tosfos asks a much better answer. One's by Zug Rishon and one's Zivug Sheni. By Zivug Rishon and Echanami, you can't get married on Chol HaMoed. You're not going to lose her anyway. If you're going to lose her, Zivug Sheni maybe, yeah. That's Tosfos' question. Amailo Mokila Hasa Milsa Dishmul Bezug Sheni. Say it's by Zug Sheni. By Zivug Sheni, that's already not announced 40 days before. That's not announced 40 days before. That's the one you have to worry about. You want her, you better go chaper, because someone else might chaper. But if it's a Zivug Rishon, you don't have to worry. Tosfos doesn't answer it. So what many say is that Zivug Rishon and Zivug Sheni are the same person. It's one person. Whether it's a first marriage or a second marriage, it's one person. And there are certain things that are announced 40 days before, such as, not necessarily who you're going to marry, but all the things that are part of a marriage that are not in your control. Like having children and your personalities. Not personalities. Like, are the kids going to be blonde or not blonde? That's not in your control. All the things that Rashi mentioned that they bring in front of the Hashem and say, well, what's it going to be? It's going to be strong or weak. That's not in your control. That's Zivug Rishon. Zivug Sheni is what kind of marriage are you going to have? How are you going to work on it? How are you going to work on yourself? How are you going to work on your Shalom Bayis? That's very difficult. That already Hashem doesn't announce. And that answers Tosfos' question. We're not talking about two different kinds of... It's the same person. The question is, what kind of marriage are you going to have? That's not really what the Gemara said, but that's a way to make... The Gemara says Zivug Rishon, Zivug Sheni. So it would translate that to mean things in a marriage you can't control and things in a marriage you can control. Things in a marriage that you can't control. Yeah, Hashem takes care of that anyway. It's all taken care of by Hashem. Right? Who you're born to and all these things, what you look like, what kind of physical person you are. It's not up to you. Right? It's not up to you. It's up to Hashem. Same thing in a marriage. What's up to you? Yeah, that's Zivug Sheni. That's very hard. That you have to work on. That doesn't get announced by anybody. What do you think of that?
Yeah,
you don't like it?
I think you got to work on Zivug Sheni also.
It doesn't really fit into the words, no, but it does answer Tosfos' question.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay, the Ksav Sofer says that part.
That's my Sheva Brachas part.
What?
My Sheva Brachas.
It is very nice, Sheva Brachas part.
Absolutely.
Very nice.
Who says that was Zivug Rishon?
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe my second marriage is Zivug Rishon.
That's exactly the point. This part answers that question. You hear? Okay, now we have to. Now we got to move. Now we got to move. Okay, now we have to move. Next, ready? Here we go. This Gemara is not easy at all. It's not easy Gemara at all. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Makana Al Pishnayim. Rabbi Eliezer said you Makana with two. Makana means to warn. What about the Stira? That was a Machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer said one. Rabbi Shua said two. Now, ad kan lo pligi ela bikina v'stira. They argue whether or not stira needs one or two. Rashi explains. The point is, but they both agree that it's either one or two. However, avo betuma, but actual tuma, aid echad mehemon. One aid comes and says, I saw them in the room, and I saw what they did in there. And let me tell you something. That wasn't pretty. It wasn't nice. And there was tuma there. If one aid says that, right? That's already enough. Utna nami, eidachad omar ani reisi chenitmes. If I saw that they were matami each other, that they had relations together, lo haisa shosa. She doesn't drink the sota. Why? Because it's not a suffix. It's not a suffix. Right? Does she get misa? Probably not. Because for that you need two edim. Hashem will take care of her. Hashem will take care of her, but you don't get misa b'de adam.
But she's HSC.
Okay, so she can't go and stay with her husband, but does she get punished by Beis Din? Probably not. But one aid is enough for that. Right. But like I said, normally one aid walks into Beis Din and says, I saw what's his name turn a light on the Shabbos. That's Lashon Hara. We can't do anything with that information. Not by a sota. Right? Midaraisa minolan, dibhamnan eid echad. How do you know that's true? How do you know that's true? So, says the Gemara as follows. The Tana Rabbanan, we learned, it says, v'ein eid ba. And there was no aid there. Right? He was alone with a woman and there was no aid there. These words, v'ein aid ba, is by sota. There was no aid there. Now what does the word aid mean?
That's singular.
You would think it means singular.
It is,
right? However, b'shnayim akasa b'daber. That means there were not two, Rather, there was one.
Right.
How do you know that the word a means two? Because o'ena el afilu be'echad, maybe it means one. How do you know the word ein means two? And when it says ein, the word two, meaning there was one. How do you know that? I'll tell you how you know. Talmud Lomar, it says, lo yakum ein echad be'ish. You can't have one ein in our religion. You can't have one ein. Right? It says, mimashma shenemar lo yakum ein be'ish. It says you can't have an ein be'ish. Eini yodea shehu echad. Ma Talmud Lomar echad? Why does it say ein echad? If ein is singular, so why does it say ein echad? The answer is Zeb Bonaav, Kol Makom Shenemar Aid, Harei Kan Shnayim. Anytime it says the word aid, that means two. Adon Ad Shiapar Lecha Kasev Echad, unless the Torah would specify Echad, like it did over there. Lo Yakum Aid Echad, that means one. What does it always have? What does it mean everywhere else in the world? Two, right? So what is so by Sota, what does one aid mean? What does it says Ein Aid Ba? There were not two, rather there was
one.
One is enough. Fair shapasak in the Torah. One's enough. Baba Rahmana, Tre Lespe, Elachad. There were two, there was only one. And by the way, now this line is quite difficult. I'm just going to do it very simply. Fihilo Nispasa, that means that she wasn't raped. How do you know she wasn't raped?
Because she consented.
How do you know she consented? Because 1-8 said so. So it's redundant. Then Asur, then she's Asur. Right? So what did we just come out? That 1-8 is enough. How do you know? It's a Mefarish Pasuk. Says the Gemara, El HaTaymah, the cause of Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish. That's because it says in the Torah, Gizont, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish, you can't have 1-8. Halav Hachi, had it not said that, half a minute, what would I think? Ad Eid Desota Chadhu. Then 1 second. If not for that Limud, I would think that the word 8 over here means 1. No, and it said the aid, but there was no even one, right? The iafilu chad leka el by mistarta. So if there wasn't even one aid, how do we know that anything even happened? How do we know anything happened if there's no aidim? There has to be an aid, right? So what kind of libra is this? There has to be somebody there. Otherwise, how do we even know she's a sota? We don't even know. There's no aidim. So the Gemara says, so what do I need a limud for from aid ech yulakum aid echa? There has to be somebody. So the Gemara says itzrach. So I would have thought ein aid ba, meaning ein aid ba, there is no aid, which means ein neman ba, which means we don't believe her. We don't believe one aid, not her. We don't believe one aid. Ein neman ba velamai boy. Then what do you need? If you don't believe the person, what's it coming to tell me? Ah, the ikatre. So you have to have two, meaning you need two aidim. Then lishto kramine. The Torah shouldn't have said a word. It's like every other aidus. The itzia davar davar mi mamon. It's a gzeira shava. Every aid is you need two. So how does the Torah here go out of its way to say the ein aid ba, which means two? So the Gemara says itzruch. Again, it's necessary. So I would have thought sota shiny. Sota maybe is different. Why? The raglayim l'davar. Because there's already a suspicion over here about her. Sharei kinala. He already warned her. Vinistura. And she was one. And she secluded herself with a man. So le tehemnan bay aid echad. Maybe one aid should be enough, right? Therefore what? Therefore comes along the Torah. No, it means only one is enough, not two. Umi matzis amarta de'ein neman ba v'sharia v'ha. Now, we had a half minute before that we wouldn't believe one aid. Why? Because we never believe one aid. So, but we have a minute, then we ask, but if there's no aid, then how does he even know she's a sota? V'ha midiksiv v'hi lo nispasa. Michlal dasura, but it said that she wasn't raped. If she wasn't raped, that means she consented. If she consented, she's usher. So back to where we started. So the Gemara says itzrach. So I would have thought a neman ba ad ikatre that you have to have two ubatre namihi delo nispasa, and with two also you need the requirement that she wasn't raped. Kamash malan, we don't say that, and therefore the bottom line is, one aid is enough. Normally, we don't say such a thing in this religion, but so do we do. Next, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Vakanala al Pishnayim. My time with Rabbi Yeshua. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say you have to be two? Amar Kra ba. Ba velo bakinui, ba velo bistira. The word ba means two for the kina and two for the stira. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ba velo bakinui. No, only the kina has to be with two. But everything else could be with one. Ah, the aim of bubble of a stira, then maybe the stira has to be with two. So the Gemara says, no, stira is kashlo tumah. Stira is compared to tumah. Dechsev finistera vehi nitma'a. So kinu nami is kashlo tumah. Kinu is also compared to tumah. Dechsev because it says vekinu yasishto vehi nitma'a. So the Gemara says, no, hamaria rachmana ba. Well, the Torah said ba. So my Ros, why are you picking? Why are you picking? Why are you picking to say that you only need two edim by kina and not by stira? Why is one better than the other? So the Gemara says, well, mastabra stira adifa. Stira is better. Why? Shekin asarta kituma. Because that alone makes her asar to her husband until she goes to get the until she goes to the drink the soda water, right? Adaraba kina adif. No, kina is maybe better. Why? Shekin ikar garmla. That's what starts this whole process. So the Gemara says, well, ilav stira. If you don't have stira, kina mi ikka. What do we need kina for? A warning and without a follow-up is not, is nothing. So Gemara says, so the ilav kinoi stira mayahani. And if you don't have the if you don't have the kinoi, what is stira? Right?
You need both.
So filo haki still stira adifa. That's chalta de tumahi. It's the beginning of the tumah. It's the beginning. It starts the process. Now masnisan delo ki haitana. There's a third sheet to hear. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Eliezer, Hamakana l'ishto, when you warn her, Makana al piyed echad, al piyatzmo. You can even do it by yourself. Even one aid can even warn her. Even you yourself can warn her, without aidim. Umashkala al pishnayim. But when you drink, you have to drink with two. So, Heshivu chacham will divir Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and will dover sof. And every day, you get into a fight with your wife, you walk into Bezdin, and you tell Bezdin, I warned her, and she didn't listen. Every day she's gonna. That's crazy. My time with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So doesn't Rabbi Yehuda think that's crazy? So Amar Kra, maybe yeah. But the pasuk says ba falo bistira, right? Only the stira requires two. The aim of ba falo bikinui, maybe means the kinui. No, bikinui iskashel tuma. Dixiv bikinui esishto v'hinit ma. So stira nami iskashel tuma. Dixiv v'nistera v'hinit ma. Now that comes to tell me how long they have to be alone. How long do they have to be alone? Kidei tuma. How long is that? We'll get to it later. It's a lot less than that. My nihu. What does that mean? Enel davasof. The zimnin the lo kani. Because he's not going to warn her. The amar kani. But he'll say he did, right? The ha lemishna seinu yesel davasof. What about our mishnah? Our mishnah. Does have a is not our mission doesn't suffer from the same problem? Why? Because zimnan delo itzar, maybe she won't become aser, the amar itzar, and he'll say she will. He's only need one aid for that. Amar vitzchak by Yosef, Amar Yochanan, afal divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, inlo davar sof, afal divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo mibayel mishnah seinu. What we meant to say was, even in our mission there's a problem, but now the Gemara says, but our mission is a bigger problem, because our mission is already tumah. By him, it's just by the warning. Isn't it worse? It should have said, our mission is a problem, and even he holds it's a problem. Right? So the Gemara says, Adrabba, l'mishna seinu ikka ikar. Our mission is the main place. Our mission says it's a problem to have one, it would be a problem to have only one aid on the worst part. Hasam leka ikar. There's not the ikar. There's just one aid on the warning. You still need two aid for tuma, or for at least for stira. Ella iad mahachi iad ma. Amar Yitzchak bar Yosef. Amar Yochanan. L'divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Af l'mishna seinu ein l'davar sof. Even l'mishna seinu ein l'davar sof. Meaning even in our mishnah ein l'davar sof. Okay. Yeah. Fine. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. And okay, fine.